This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Mindful Ramadan 2021, and we are on day 26. Can you believe that? It has gone. It's been like a blink of an eye this Ramadan, mashallah. And I pray that Allah accepts all your du'as, your qiyams, your fasting, the reading of the Quran. And I pray that these sessions and these lessons are transforming your heart and your character. So please let me know if you can hear me and see me so we can get started. The chat is not coming up. If you can let me know if you are, everything's going well. And also, if you could do me a favor and just, if you're watching right now, you can push hashtag live, okay? And if you're watching this as a replay, put hashtag replay. It's a small ask, but it really helps out. And so I need to be able to see the chat, which is coming up.
I need to open up another one. It's hung.
Okay. All right. So inshallah, I appreciate you all joining in. We're about to get started, breaking the cycle of emotional breakdown. Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. What happens to you when things don't go your way? When people annoy you or upset you, what's your default response? I want to know, how do you react when there is a disagreement, when there's criticism, or if there's a fight? Do you yell? Do you cry? Do you have an emotional breakdown? It is at times of conflict that a person's true character shines through. This is one of my all-time favorite quotes and what I live by, because I feel that it is during those times of conflict that you really see someone's character. It's easy to be nice. It's easy to be friendly. It's easy to be polite when others are being that way. But what do you do when there is that conflict? What if you learned to keep it together even when everything was falling apart? What if you were to stay calm, collected, and caring, even when others were out of control? And what if you could break the cycle of emotional breakdown? Now that would be powerful. You know, being in charge of your emotions is one of the most empowering feelings. Most people regress to acting like a child when they're upset. But those who learn to remain an adult maintain their composure and act in a dignified manner. There are no regrets, no guilt, no feelings of remorse. You feel centered, peaceful, God-conscious. Since you're centered, you're able to ensure your best character. Since you're calm, you're able to behave in a way that's pleasing to Allah. Since you're in control, you're able to spiritually ascend through the conflict. Wow. Imagine being able to ascend spiritually when you're tested with a conflict, because your emotions are in check. So it's really critical for us to reflect on this, on how we act, on how we are reacting to our emotions, because the emotions, that having control of our emotions, is really the prerequisite of good character. We've been talking all along about good character and how character counts, and with each act of worship, it should affect our character. We want to see what is the litmus test of our prayers and our qiyam and our reading of the Quran being accepted, is, has it changed the way we behave with others? Has it changed the way that we look at life and how we are dealing on a day-to-day basis? So first, we're going to talk about emotional immaturity. Two groups of people. There's the emotionally immature people, and then there's the emotionally mature. So emotional immaturity and emotional maturity. And when you are very honest with yourself, and this is, you know, this is all about being authentic. It's about being real with yourself and recognizing, are you emotionally immature? Is there emotional immaturity going on? I'm going to tell you a little bit about emotional immaturity. This is when a person, it's very egocentric. Everything is about them. They might be very moody, right? A person who is emotionally immature is moody. They have emotional tantrums when things don't go their way. There is blame. There's no conflict resolution. It's really all about, do it my way or else I'm going to make you miserable. And I've actually, you know, I've heard people say this. I've heard people, and I've worked with thousands of people across the globe, and I've seen individuals who really struggle with this emotional immaturity. And they will say, you know, if something doesn't go my way, the way I deal with it is I make everyone miserable until they all succumb. And this is very dysfunctional. We can't live our lives like this. We cannot ascend spiritually if we are holding people hostage with our emotional breakdowns. We're not earning the reward of Allah if everyone around us is tiptoeing and so careful. And they think it's like an emotional minefield, right? And that one wrong move, one wrong word, And there's going to be an explosion. So I want you to recognize, if you have emotional immaturity, the first step is what? Recognizing. And I love it when my clients come in and they are telling me about the issues that they have. I'm like, you know what? You're halfway there because you've admitted that you have a problem and you've admitted that you need to improve. So this is the emotional immaturity. Now, what about emotional maturity? Emotional maturity is a person who has self-awareness. You know, we are repeatedly told in the Quran to reflect, to ponder, to contemplate. And we have to contemplate about ourselves. When you know yourself, as you know yourself, you get to know and appreciate Allah more. So we have to have a self-awareness. We have to know what triggers us, what is making us the way we are. And the more you know yourself, and I have found this to be completely amazing. I got exposed to psychology when I was only 16, my first psychology class, and I fell in love with the subject. And it's been a 30-year passion of mine, studying and learning and becoming more self-aware. And as I become more self-aware, it affects every relationship in my life. And an emotionally mature person has control over their emotions. They are not at the mercy of their emotion that, okay, I'm going to be very pleasant. I'm going to put on a good show until someone really upsets me. And then I have no control. Many clients will tell me, I really didn't have control over what I said, over what I did. That's why, you know, some people will fall into domestic violence. Some people will say hurtful words. Some people will pronounce divorce. They will do all sorts of things in that state of anger and in that state of lack of control. So you find that the breakdown of relationships is when a person is emotionally immature. They don't even know how to solve the simplest of problems. And so when they are faced with these challenges, when something comes up, whether it's in their marriage, whether it's with their children, whether it's in the community, they completely lose it. So we need to be emotionally mature. We need to realize that we need to control our emotions. We need to be in the driver's seat. You should never get to a point where you say, I have no control, right? And it's about staying calm in the chaos. There's lots of chaos around us right now, especially during a pandemic. We have people who are either extremely anxious or they're extremely depressed or they just, you know, they are so overwhelmed with negativity. But when you are an emotionally mature person, you are calm, even in the chaos. And that will give you the ability to choose your words, the ability to choose your reactions, the ability to act with consciousness. You don't want to go through life reacting. You don't want to be impulsive. You don't want to just say whatever feels good, because those are the moments that will destroy you. When you just simply react, when you are simply just acting out your emotions, that is the downfall. Okay. And an emotionally mature person is God conscious. That God consciousness is so critical. It's so critical for us to be aware. We need to be aware. You know, we're all at a heightened awareness of this God consciousness. Like it's shot up, right? Maybe before Ramadan, we were just, you know, barely making it, maybe not that aware, maybe very heedless. Maybe some people were like consumed in sin. Some people were consumed with, you know, not really caring or connecting. That rope to Allah was very, very flimsy. Now, mashallah, tabarakallah, no matter how much you're doing now, it's better, inshallah, than where it was right before we started. And so you have this God consciousness, and that is so important for us to maintain it. The rope to Allah, we have to hold on tight to the rope of Allah. And when you have that, it will keep you in line. It will remind you that Allah is watching. Allah is listening to your words. Allah is seeing everything. You know how people put on a nice show when they're at the masjid, when they're amongst their friends, when they're in public areas, they put on a really nice show, and then behind closed door, it's a different person. So Jekyll and Hyde. I had a client actually come in and tell me very honestly, it's like, you know, I'm so respected in the community. I'm constantly, you know, I'm praying every prayer at the masjid, but I want to tell you, I am Jekyll and Hyde. I'm a different person at home. And I've seen this with so many people, that they're completely different when they are at home. Why? Because they feel no one's watching. Okay, now I can be myself. Now I don't need to put on that smile. Now I don't need to put on that front. But when you are God conscious, you know that Allah is watching all the time, 24/7. 24/7, everything's being recorded. And when we realize that, then we wake up that just because you go into your home, just because you close the door, just because you're behind, you know, you're in a dark room, doesn't mean no one is seeing you. Allah is watching. And that God consciousness is what will make you have emotional maturity, that emotional maturity. So how do we attain this? It sounds really nice, right? I want to be calm in the chaos. I want to have that sense of connection with Allah, and that, you know, I want to be in control of my emotions. I don't want to keep regretting what I've said. I don't want to regret what I've done. It sounds really great, but how, right? And that is what I focus on. This is what I specialize in, is teaching you the how. Because theoretically, you just sit there and say, sister, have more patience, sister, have more tawakkul, sister, have more, or brother, you know, brother, be, you know, keep it together, control your anger, brother, right? Well, we're in a bind, because this is stuff that, you know, people have had this pattern of behavior for decades of the wrong pattern of behavior. How do you break free from that? It's not enough to just say, you know what, I'm not going to get angry anymore. I'm going to be more patient. We need to have the tools. And that's why it's so critical to have the psychological tools. It's so critical to know how to manage this. How do we master this so that we can be amongst those individuals? We want to be in the right group, right? You always want to be in the right group. You know, you want to be amongst the students who are passing, and not just passing, they're passing with honors. You want to be recognized and acknowledged, right? You don't want to be amongst those who failed. You don't want to be the ones who have to repeat the year, right? So same thing, that we want to be amongst the people who are emotionally mature. And how do we get there? It's through emotional intelligence. You know, the more you understand emotions, the better you're going to be able to manage all this. You know, before it was all about the IQ. It was all about the IQ, right? Who is the smartest? Who scores the highest on these exams? We're going to hire that person because he's smart. He's going to be really successful. Well, what they found out is that there's something even more important than the IQ, and that's the EQ, the emotional intelligence, the emotional quotient, that how smart are you in dealing with people? How smart are you in knowing yourself? How smart are you in interacting with people? Because if you have all the intelligence of the world, you could be a genius. You know, I have done research and I have worked with individuals and I've done the intellectual assessment, and I have met quite a few geniuses. And those individuals, you know, they fall into those two categories. Some of them were just pure geniuses, and they had the emotional immaturity. But then there were some who had, mashallah, they were geniuses, but they also had the emotional maturity. And that combination, that is powerful. But if someone simply has the emotional intelligence, they're far ahead. They are far ahead. And you know that companies will choose a person with emotional intelligence over a person with just high IQ. So this is not just fluff I'm talking about, you guys. This is stuff that's going to build your future. It's going to build your dunya, and it's going to build your akhirah. Because when you have that emotional intelligence, you know how to deal with people. You know how to resolve conflict. You know, if you have a client and there's an issue that comes up, you know exactly what to say, how to say it. And when you do that, when you have that ability, you will succeed, inshallah. So there are five aspects to emotional intelligence. We only have time to go through two of them today, okay? But in my mentorship program, the Mindful Hearts Academy, emotional intelligence, I could talk for hours and hours about this. And there's a whole phase, right, with over, I think, 8 or 9 lessons about just emotional intelligence, because there's so much to say about it. Such a fascinating topic, and it's something I'm extremely passionate about. So I'm going to talk about two of them. I'll say all five, but then we'll focus on two. Self-awareness, there's self-regulation, there is motivation, okay? Motivation, empathy, and social skills, okay? So with the self-awareness, you find that you have to find out what is it that triggers you? What triggers you, okay? Because if you don't know yourself, if you don't know what is bothering you, and if you don't know what makes you happy, then you're going to be in trouble. And what happens within a lot of relationships is that the person doesn't even know themselves, and they're bothered that their spouse can't make them happy because they don't even know themselves. The more you know yourself, the better people are at making you more content or fulfilled, right? That happiness is your responsibility. You have to take responsibility for your own happiness. But you also have to ask yourself, you know, why am I feeling this? Well, self-awareness is like, if you have like this feeling of all of a sudden you feel sadness in your heart and you wonder, why am I feeling this way? And most people just kind of shrug it off and they're like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm feeling this way. I'm just having a bad day. But you know what? I can assure you that there is a reason for every feeling that you have. And this is one of the things that I train the students, the members on the Mindful Hearts Academy, how to recognize those emotions, how to trace it back to the incident. And knowing this, and you do this on a regular basis, then you are in the captain's seat of your emotions. You're not thinking, oh my God, I don't know. It's just like a wave. And like, you know, I'm just I'm a leaf in the wind and I go and I don't know where, when I'm high, on a high, when I'm on a low. A lot of people go through life this way. They really just feel like their emotions are some really, it's ambiguous and it's just some kind of mysterious thing. No, there's so much you can learn in how to understand yourself. What are the emotions, right? The emotions to have. And then when you trace it back, okay, I'm feeling sad because let's say so-and-so didn't respond to me. I'm feeling angry because he raised his voice at me. I'm feeling a little bit, you know, I'm feeling a little bit frustrated because, you know, let's say my children are not responding to me or they're not acting the way I want them to. And once you know that, then it's just like, okay, it all makes sense. My emotions are not just happening to me. It's not just like a wave that comes over me for no apparent reason. It's not arbitrary, but I know where it's coming from. And once you know, then leads to the next thing, which is self-regulation. Self-regulation is you choose your reactions. We need to really stop being impulsive. We need to stop reacting, right? There's the triple P I want to teach you. And I just had one of the members on the Mindful Hearts Academy talk about this and say how this truly changed her entire Ramadan. Right? Entire Ramadan is what she had learned in Mindful Heart. She was like, this changed. The triple P, pause, ponder, and project. Okay? You have to pause. Between stimulus and response, there is a pause button. Okay? Viktor Frankl said this, and we need to recognize that we need to pause. Don't just snap back. Don't just react. I'm going to let them have it. You get a text. You're angry. Don't respond. Don't do it. Don't send that email when you're upset. Now, I've had situations where someone may say something extremely offensive and it's a text. And sometimes, every ounce of you wants to respond back, let the person have it. I say, you know what? I'm going to pause. I'm going to do some deep breathing. I even sometimes wait overnight. The next day, I have a clear mind and I can think, I can, look at all the different options, all the different consequences, and then I choose my words carefully. When you're in a state of anger, when you're in a state of, just being very frustrated, you're not going to say the right things. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to burn bridges. You're going to hurt feelings. You're going to end up sinning, right? So we need to first pause. The second thing is you have to ponder. Ponder. We have to think. We have to think. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always thought before he spoke. He was a man of few words, but when he spoke, it weighed so heavily because it was like valuable gems. And he really exemplified what it means to be emotionally intelligent. He knew how to respond to each person. He knew how to bring out the best in them, how to motivate them. And that emotional intelligence is what we aspire to be. That is part of the reason that I am so motivated to do this. The mentorship program is we need to really aspire for that. We need to be like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we need the how, right? We can't just be told, have more tawakkul, sister, or control your anger, brother. That's not going to do it. We need the step-by-step. So we said, pause, ponder, think about the consequences. You're saying this right now. Brother, you're saying, I divorce you. This has grave consequences. Sister, you yell back at your husband. You do some name calling. This is going to have some consequences. Think it through, ponder, right? And then that last thing, project. Then you say, so now you know what you want to do. You've thought it through. You know the consequences. Now you can confidently and calmly respond to it, right? So that has a lot to do with the emotional intelligence. There's also, you know, the motivation, the empathy, social skills. As I said, I could go on for hours about this. So I'm going to keep it to these two points for our discussion, right? And we have to recognize that, what is the role of emotional intelligence and good character? Why am I tying this together? Why is it coming up now? Because the prerequisite to good character is emotional intelligence. It is a prerequisite. If you don't have emotional intelligence, if you're not self-aware, if you're not regulating your emotions, if you don't know even how to deal with conflict, that is going to be your downfall. I don't care how much worship you do. I don't care how much how much dhikr you do, how many times you've read the Quran, how many, adhkar you do during the day. If you don't take control of your emotional state, then what's going to happen? You'll be fine. Everything will be just nice until someone triggers you, until someone criticizes you, until you have a conflict. And then what's going to happen? All of that, all of the worship that you did is not going to serve you unless you actually learn to control your emotions. So when you start controlling your emotions, when you recognize that, you know what, I'm aware, Allah's watching me. It doesn't matter if I'm behind the closed door. Allah, you know, the surveillance camera of Allah is always on in every corner of the earth. And it's always on, and it's so much more valuable than what people think about you at the masjid. It's so much more valuable than what your friends think of you. This is your emotional grade, your spiritual grade. You know, we've stressed so much over the GPA and the grades and the accomplishments. What is our grade with Allah? What is our spiritual grade? What is our emotional grade? And I'm not just talking about the list of worship that has been this Ramadan, mindful Ramadan has been about taking us beyond that, right? Beyond the worship. Because you could do those lists and that will count and you're getting rewarded for the worship. But until we make that shift and start focusing also on our character, until we do that, we're not getting the full reward. So imagine there is $100,000 reward, but it takes two steps. $100,000 reward, but it takes two steps. And one is the worship. So, okay, you do the worship, you get $50,000. But when you correct your character, you get the full $100,000. You know, sometimes people are driven and motivated when something is tangible, when they see it, when there's a price tag to it. But what we don't see the price tag on a good character. We don't recognize how powerful it is. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is going to be the heaviest on the scale on the day of judgment. He didn't say it's the prayer. He didn't say it's the zakat. He didn't say it's the hijab. He didn't say it's the long beard. He didn't say it's your degrees. He said the heaviest thing on the scale is a good character. And where are we as an ummah in our good character? Where are we? How are we treating one another, brothers and sisters? How are we? Are we implementing even that one hadith, love for your brother, what you love for yourself? Do we even implement that? Do we even implement that? When we are faced with challenges, when we are tested in different ways, are we applying that just that one hadith? How would I want someone to be acting in that situation? How would I want someone to either, let's say, defend me? How would I want someone to deal with me? If it's a business transaction, wouldn't you want that person to be completely honest and completely, you know, giving you your rights, right? And we have the verse like, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ, right? That woe to those who are, they're kind of blinking at each other and they're making fun of each other. They're making fun, not recognizing that Allah is watching them. And when we think about the mutaffifin, we think about those individuals who are actually, they are not giving the right amount, right? And we usually look at it from the aspect of business that, okay, they're weighing the grain, the rice, and then like they're either overcharging or undercharging. There's that element of taking what is not yours. But we have this in our day-to-day interactions as well. Are we giving? Are we thinking win-win? Are we thinking win-win in all situations? Or are we thinking, I want to win and that person can lose and it doesn't matter, right? So this really makes us more aware. And when you think about it, if you are serious, if you want to continue your journey on self-development, on character building, and you know, this is just the beginning. And the most important thing is to maintain a momentum, right? Right now, we're all on a spiritual high, alhamdulillah. We are motivated. We have changed so much of our behavior when we wake up, when we sleep, when we eat. Like everything has been, you know, turned around, and we have succeeded in that, mashallah. And we can keep our momentum. To keep the momentum, if you want to continue your self-development journey and the character building, then knowing the how-to, right? The how-to build your character, the how-to avoid your anger, the how-to in gaining your emotional intelligence, I want to invite you to be a part of a phenomenal sisterhood. And my mentorship program is called the Mindful Hearts Academy. And you will learn the step by step on how to build your self-esteem, how to gain emotional mastery, and to be your absolute best. This is something that really is like my all-time favorite project I've ever worked on, alhamdulillah. It started 2 years ago. 2 years ago after Ramadan, I felt like, you know, everyone talks about how they want to keep it going. They want to keep this spirituality. They want to keep, you know, their self-improvement. But then, you know, it all goes away the day after Eid. And I thought, this will be a perfect opportunity. We keep the momentum. And it's been an incredible journey. And I would love for you to join and also be a part of this and make a commitment. Make a commitment that you will continue to work on yourself beyond Ramadan. Beyond Ramadan, because you know, it's easy to be good for a month. It's easy to keep it together. But what about beyond that? Because the litmus test of our worship counting is how are we maintaining our character? Has our character changed? Are we better to people? Are we more pleasant? Are we more calm? Are we more patient? And if that's the case, if you can compare yourself before Ramadan and you compare yourself to now, and if you are better, that means your worship is actually, you're getting the full reward because you're working on yourself. And I would love to have you on this program, inshallah, the Mindful Hearts Doc. And if you come to halabanani.com, go under courses, and you will find this. The registrations are open. I've made it very accessible because, you know, I have a limited amount of time to do one-on-one counseling. And actually, this all started with many people reaching out to me saying they, you know, let's say they want to work with me, but maybe they can't afford the one-on-one sessions. Maybe they, you know, there's not enough time. And so this was an attempt to really help as many people as possible to build the self-esteem, to do all of these amazing things to help each person be their best. And it's very accessible. It's very easy. And you could be a part of an incredible sisterhood. And I'm going to see some of the comments. If you have any, questions or comments about this, please let me know, and I will be happy to answer it. I just have to make sure that the questions are showing up. So the thing is, okay, here we go. I can see it here. All right, Okay, we have an individual saying, some people don't change even in Ramadan. They can't control their anger and their tongue. That it's a sad reality. It is a sad reality because I'll have clients who will tell me about their worship, and their worship is just unbelievable. It's like, when do you even sleep? It's they do it all, but then they end up, you know, lashing out at their spouse. they end up, you know, getting physical. And you just feel like, see, this is why that connection has not been made, the link of worship to good character. That's the missing link. And because it's not there, they continue to act however they, you know, however they want. We have Sister Nadia saying, I am a member of the Mindful Hearts for 2 years and I have learned so much. Alhamdulillah, every lesson has been valuable. Jazakallah khair, Sister Nadia. I'm so glad you have benefited, and mashallah, it makes me so happy to hear that. Let's see, Sister Adriana is saying, isn't it the whole purpose of our existence to gain control over ourselves, to make the right choices, to strive and struggle so that we can, we have a deep connection with Allah? Absolutely. Sister Adriana is another member of the Mindful Hearts Academy. Mashallah, it is our purpose to do that. But many times people kind of lose sight of that. They lose sight. And Sister Nashaba, heaviest thing in the grade and the day of judgment is our character. Yes. Sister Nashaba is another member. Mashallah, we have a lot of members of the Mindful Hearts Academy. So feel free to ask questions and have them answer. Sister Jessica, one of my favorite things about Islam and one of the most life-changing, doing the internal work. Exactly. And that's what the Mindful Hearts Academy, it's all about. It's about doing the internal work. Many people didn't have maybe the upbringing to instill self-esteem, emotional intelligence. They didn't have the examples. Maybe they never studied it, right? Many people are being exposed to, you know, to psychology, and they're very mesmerized by it. And it's like the, you know, first time they're maybe delving into it. I can tell you this 30-year passion that I've had for psychology has absolutely changed me. And that's why I wanted it to be accessible to everybody. I wanted everyone to have these skills, these, yeah, it should, like, everyone should learn this because it will change your life. And alhamdulillah, we have, let's see if you have any questions. How can I be a member? Great question. Sister Ola, if one of the lovely sisters could put the link and you just sign up, registration is open, and we would love for you to be a part of it. Sister Nawal Salam, is the Mindful Academy available all over the world? I am in Cape Town. Absolutely. It is open worldwide, and you can join. It's online. We have many sisters from South Africa, mashallah, so we're happy to have that. Have you be a part of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show them the right path and change our hearts towards other people. Mashallah, Sister Holly, you're doing a brilliant work. Jazakallah khairan. Alhamdulillah. One sister is saying, Assalamu alaikum, sister, may I share your episode to others as it is a valuable lesson. Yes, please press share. Actually, this is something that I forgot to mention, but it will really help others because this is like such an important part of our part of our, you know, journey is learning to have a better character. And if they, you know, even if they missed out, you don't have to miss out, because I want to tell you that I know that Ramadan is a very hectic time, and I know that it's hard to, you know, you make it to all the live lessons to watch. There's so many, mashallah, valuable programs that are going on. So it can be a little bit overwhelming. So if you weren't able to catch all the lives, or you want to start from the beginning and take this very seriously, you can actually have access, lifetime access, to all of those amazing, amazing interviews with all those beautiful sisters. They're scholars, they are speakers, they are just incredible. And you can watch them. So it's just a matter of making a small donation. 100% goes to the refugees, homeless Muslims. And it's such a pleasure. This is our, you know, season two of doing Mindful Ramadan. And this year we decided to do a fundraiser, and it's been so exciting. We are actually at, if I'm not mistaken, close to like 25,800. Goal is 30,000. So if you all can help support this so we can reach our goal. And by donating, you actually get lifetime access to all of the videos, because after Eid, these videos are going down. But if you donate, you will have access to them. And there is a beautiful workbook that goes along with it. So, you know, once it's all done and you take your, you know, you take your break, you catch your breath, then you can kind of go over it with the workbook and it will really help you because this is some really valuable work here. All right. Let's see. Will you please explain the project part of the three piece? Okay. Projecting it. It is about now you, it is the pause, ponder, and you project it in the fact that you state it, you say it, because we needed a third P. We needed a third P, and it was about projecting it and expressing it. You're able to take action because you've paused, you've thought, and now you're able to state it, okay? Let's see, what else do we have? Please share the video to let others benefit. We really need that, definitely, inshallah. If you have benefited, give me a thumbs up. Let me know that this is information that is beneficial. Sister Sabina is saying, I'm so happy. I just finished my registration for 1 year. Virtual high five, sister. Good job. Thank you so much for all the future lectures. You're very happy. Mashallah. I'm so happy, inshallah, that you guys can join this. The thing is, we have the live lessons now, and all the previous lessons have been recorded, and you, what we do is get like a watch party. We can have a group of people that you go through this journey together. We have a very supportive sisterhood. You can see some of them are on here, and they are, mashallah, amazing. They will pray for you. They will cheer for you. They will, you know, they will just be there through all the ups and downs of your journey. Thank you so much. Let me know if there are any other questions. Who else said? Sister Seema registered too. Another high five, virtual high five. Mashallah. Share, you know, and the best part about transformation is doing it with someone, okay? So think about a best friend, a sister, a family member, maybe, you know, you and your mom, somebody, you go through this together, because what's exciting is when you both transform. Because if you're making all these changes and they're still how they are, then, you know, it won't be as exciting. But when you bring on your friends and your family members and you make this change together, then you totally are going to have a profound impact on your community and on yourself. So I really do appreciate it. Mashallah, will be nice to see you in the group. See where they're already, and Sister Nadia saying, yay, welcome new sisters. Inshallah, that we can really commit to being our absolute best and emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his beautiful character, and we make it a priority. We make it a priority to have emotional intelligence. We make it a priority to control our emotions. We make it a priority to be our absolute best in dealing with our loved one. So it's not just a bunch of worship we are doing. That worship will transform our hearts. And because our hearts are transformed, we've purified our heart. Now it's a matter of, you know, cultivating these beautiful characters. So this has been such a pleasure. I enjoyed doing this. And I wanted to, this is actually showing you where the course is, a little bit of, okay, so we have a, I wonder if that's the testimony. We have a beautiful testimony. Once you go on the page, go to halabanani.com, and then under courses, you'll see the Mindful Hearts Academy. And it's truly an academy. If you know, it is, if you don't want to change, don't join this course. Okay. If you don't want to absolutely be your best, then, you know, it is a course guaranteed to transform you. You just go through the lessons. Okay. Just go through the lessons and you will feel the transformation within the first couple of lessons. And that's the powerful point about it. And it's self-paced. So all of the sessions are recorded, and you take it at your own pace. That's why it's so much fun to join with a few friends and family. You make it like a watch party. You watch it and you grow together. And then you can join my lives that I have on Thursday afternoons at 1 p.m. Central. So we're so excited. And the nice thing is, right after Ramadan, on May 20th, it's going to be when I resume classes. We had a little break during Ramadan because there was so much going on with Mindful Ramadan. But on May 20th, we're going to start. And the phase is going to be all about spirituality. So to make sure that we, you know, we keep the momentum of Ramadan, we don't want to nosedive. We want to keep it up. And every year, I think people have the intention of maintaining it. It feels so good. You know, you're just like, how could I not be doing this all year round? And then something happens. But when you are in a group of like-minded, motivated, spiritually psyched individuals, then you are going to just be propelled in the right direction. So thank you so much for all your time and attention. And I think if there are no more questions, 20th May, spirituality, very, very excited. Sister Nadia saying, I felt empowered during the very first lesson, alhamdulillah. Well, if you are interested in joining this, please write me. If you want your character to be the heaviest, you know, you want that to be the heaviest thing on your scale, just indicate that you are ready for this, inshallah. So thank you so much. And I pray that Allah answers all your du'as, accepts all your qiyam, accepts all that you are doing. And inshallah, may Allah give us the ability to have emotional intelligence. Ya Allah, give us the peace. Give us the ability to ponder, to pause, not to be reactionary. Ya Allah, give us the patience to deal with our loved ones with wisdom, with kindness, with God consciousness. Ya Allah, help us to be God conscious in everything that we do, not only in our prayers, but in our interactions, in our business dealing, in our community members, in our masajids, on our boards, in our schools. Ya Allah, help us to really develop our character in a way that will be heaviest on our deed. Ya Allah, help us to be motivated to make changes in ourselves and have lasting change, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to maintain the momentum after Ramadan. Ya Allah, help us to really have that connection with you and to strengthen the rope that we have with you, Ya Allah, and help all of the sisters and brothers struggling emotionally, whether it's with depression, whether it's with anxiety, whether it's with suicidal thoughts. Ya Allah, remove all of the distresses of the people. Ya Allah, cure all the people who are suffering from illnesses. Ya Allah, cure the people who are struggling with COVID, and help all our brothers and sisters in all parts of the world. Ya Allah, help our brothers and sisters in India that are struggling, in Burma, in Palestine, in China, all of them, whoever they are, wherever they are. Ya Allah, give them that hope that things are going to get better. And Ya Allah, help us to be an example of bright, shining light for everyone, in the sense that because of our presence, because of our emotional stability, because of our level of commitment to you, that their hearts are penetrated. Ya Allah, use us in your service and help us to be surrounded by your awliya and to have protection from people who are evil, and have protection from the shaitan, and have protection from anything that will distract us. And Ya Allah, help us to maintain this level of commitment, Ya Allah, throughout the year. Jazakallah khairan for tuning in, and I appreciate all your support. And inshallah, stay tuned on Tuesday, which I believe is the last day possibly. But on the last day, we are going to announce the winners of whoever has been most engaged. Our team is going to look at the interaction, who has been the most motivated, who has been, summarizing and asking questions. And we want to reward you, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan for all of you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.